It's Friday, October 4th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
A stunning new report claims Trump removed the Ukrainian ambassador because Rudy Giuliani said she was interfering with his investigation into Joe Biden. Meanwhile, a brand new whistleblower from inside the IRS says the Treasury Department tried to interfere with an audit of Trump's tax returns. And lastly, progressives warn of a stealth privatization effort by the White House as Trump signs an executive order aimed at undermining the Medicare for All movement.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
On Thursday, Rudy Giuliani told the Wall Street Journal, yes, voluntarily, that he thought former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, was an obstacle to his efforts to push Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, and that he informed President Trump of his concerns shortly before she was recalled in May 2019. Giuliani said he received a call from a White House official asking him to repeat his concerns about Yovanovitch, and later he gave Secretary of State Mike Pompeo a document containing allegations that Yovanovitch was, quote, very close to Biden. According to Giuliani, Pompeo assured him the department would investigate, and Yovanovitch left her post in May, at least 3 months earlier than expected. The whistleblower complaint driving the impeachment inquiry claims Yovanovitch's ouster was one of the circumstances that led the whistleblower to believe Trump may have been abusing his power. Yovanovitch is scheduled to appear in a deposition before the committees investigating Trump and Ukraine next Wednesday. The Washington Post reports that an IRS official has filed another whistleblower complaint, alleging that at least one Treasury Department political appointee attempted to interfere with an audit of President Trump or Vice President Mike Pence's tax returns. In an interview, the whistleblower told the Post that he filed the complaint on July 29th and sent it to the Tax Committee chairs in Congress, along with the Treasury Department Inspector General for Tax Administration. Congressional Democrats were concerned enough by the complaint to flag it to a federal judge, and they are now reportedly considering making it public. A Treasury Department spokesman and the spokesman for the Treasury Inspector General both declined to comment. This second whistleblower has been publicly known to exist for months, though this is the first time it's been reported that they're a career IRS official and that they're alleging a Treasury official interfered with the audit process.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
On Thursday, President Donald Trump delivered a speech bashing Medicare for All with right-wing talking points and signed an executive order aimed at steering more elderly Americans into the arms of the private insurance industry. Under the new order, the government will encourage patients to consider private Medicare Advantage plans as alternatives to traditional Medicare, which covers tens of millions of elderly Americans and people with disabilities. In a statement, Social Security Works President Nancy Altman called Medicare Advantage, quote, a hustle designed to allow for-profit corporations to suck up public dollars. Altman's statement described Trump's order as stealth privatization, intended to undermine traditional Medicare, adding, quote, today's executive order is yet another giveaway to the corporations that run Medicare Advantage plans. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
CNN reports that President Trump mentioned the political prospects of Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren in a June 18th phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Trump reportedly told the Chinese president that he would stay quiet about the violent Hong Kong protests as trade talks between the two countries progressed. From the BBC, Hong Kong's embattled leader Carrie Lam invoked emergency powers to ban face masks at the city's pro-democracy protests, threatening offenders with 1 year in jail if they prevent themselves from being identified by the police. Bernie Sanders will participate in the next Democratic primary debate later this month, an aide confirmed Thursday, while the Vermont senator's wife reported that he is, quote, up and about following a heart procedure that forced him off the campaign trail. And finally, Energy Secretary Rick Perry is expected to announce his resignation next month. Sources tell Politico that Perry's exit is unrelated to Ukraine. However, the Energy Secretary is the subject of two congressional subpoenas targeted at Rudy Giuliani's efforts to pressure Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden and his son.
Quicker! Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Just a reminder, this is the last week you'll find the AM Quickie in your Majority Report feed. Go to amquickie.com and subscribe today. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.